Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, the list goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Tuesday on the program today, therefore we have got Raw to talk about. And for once, Raw was not a boring, nothing happening show. Which is interesting because we had no John Cena, we had no Brock Lesnar, we had no Undertaker, we had no Randy Orton. All of the big stars were gone. All that was left were guys like Roman Reigns, and Dean Ambrose was on the show, but he didn't wrestle. Bunch of upper mid-carders, your Dolph Ziggler's and the like. They had a wrestling show. They did a one-night tournament to determine a four-way, which would then determine a new number one contender for Seth Rollins and his WWE title. It led to a very good show, and it was the best night for Roman Reigns in as long as I can remember. Roman Reigns was a big star. Everybody cheered for him. Everybody got behind him. Everybody was going crazy. He is the new number one contender for the WWE World Heavyweight title. And now there's two possibilities. Possibility number one is that at Survivor Series, it's his coronation. And he beats Seth Rollins, he wins the WWE World Heavyweight title, and away they go. Option number two is that his best friend, Dean Ambrose, screws him, costs him the WWE title, and Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose feud again. We're going to talk about this after the break because maybe it doesn't seem like the right time at Survivor Series, but I don't think it's the right time to beat Roman Reigns again in his quest to become champion. We can talk about that. We've got a lot of news. And when we come back, we've got some changes to how to contact us here on the show. I've got a new toll-free number. Talk about that after the break, joined by Mike Sempervivi and more Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Right now, the Home Depot has Pergo XP Haley Oak Laminate Flooring for just $2.29 a square foot. Basic installation is just 89 cents a square foot. So, let's lay down a floor that stands up to our lives, with double the durability of regular laminate and just as beautiful as real wood. Let's do this with Pergo XP Haley Oak Laminate for $2.29, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, installation offer valid on laminates over 150 square foot with minimum purchase of 250 square feet.
It's the Yellow Tag event, and now is the time to find your ultimate adventure. Whether you're hitting the trails with a Can-Am ATV or side-by-side, the open road on a Can-Am Spyder, or carving snow on a Ski-Doo snowmobile, you can turn up the excitement for any season with our industry-leading performance and technology. Hurry into your local dealer by October 31st and save up to $3,000 on select 2015 models and get up to a 3-year warranty. Restrictions may apply. See your dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call. Toll free, 1-800-428-1570. 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. 1-800-428-1570. The Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
The experts at web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. It's Tuesday. Talk about Raw here on the show. And yes, we will be taking your phone calls today. And we've got some brand new numbers for everybody. Some are the same, some are changing. As I talked about yesterday, the Sports Byline feed comes very hot into my headset. And so whenever we took calls on the toll-free line, my ears were being fried, and so we're no longer going to be using the byline for the foreseeable future, but I have grabbed us a brand new toll-free line. Now, as a result of that, I was thinking about this Skype deal, and if the line is free, why do we need Skype? Just call the free line. So here are the numbers, everybody. Some of them are unchanged. And we have a new one, so if you'd like to write these down, particularly if you are somebody who does not have free long distance or has very limited numbers, now we've got an option for you.
You have very limited numbers?
Well, you know, limited minutes. You know what I mean. A number, okay. A minute is a number, Mike.
Last time I was going to say, make sure whatever the numbers are you give out, the people have them universally on all of their phones.
Yes. All right, here are the numbers. The studio line remains 425-488-0525. That is 425-488-0525. If you have unlimited long distance, if you've got 9 million minutes, use the studio line. If you would like to call us toll free, the number is 844-411-5411. What could be easier? 844-411-5411. The text message line remains 425-780-7566. And obviously, if you've got unlimited minutes, you can try both of those lines, the studio line and the toll-free line. And before we start talking all of the news, Mike, I believe we already have someone on the toll-free line. Let's see if this works. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Well, good evening, Brian. How are you doing today?
How are you doing? Did you use the toll-free line?
Yes, I did, Brian.
Well, good. We're happy to know that it works.
Well, this is John from Memphis, Tennessee, the self-proclaimed Vincent Verheim Mark, man. I'm happy today, Brian.
And why are you happy?
I'm happy because WWE, I don't know who wrote the show last night, Brian. They did something strange today. They did a sports angle. I know that sounds kind of strange for me to be happy because I grew up into the South, and me and Stephanie can understand this. We used to grow up watching wrestling when it was a sporting event, and they actually did something strange for a change. They had eight guys. They won, which four of them actually won their belts or retained their belts, and the other four won their matches from the previous pay-per-view, and they had four matches, eight winners. And the four guys went on and had a main event Raw, which not much talking, but just straight action. And the guy won the match, and each match was clean. Now, outside of that, you had the the Undertaker thing and the women's thing, which I'm fine with that. That was there. But my thing about what happened today was, last night was, they had wrestling. I'm sorry for saying that. I know that's like a bad word for WWE.
It's not a bad word on this show, John.
But they had a wrestling. They had a wrestling show last night. This was the best Raw that did not include Cena, Brock Lesnar, Undertaker, or Randy Orton this year. And this was the best Raw that didn't follow a major pay-per-view. I mean, a pay-per-view like the Raw after WrestleMania, the Raw after SummerSlam, or the Raw after Royal Rumble. All this show was basically, and this is a strange concept. I don't know, for them, this must be a strange concept.
It's amazing how smooth a show will go when you actually got a bunch of people that are actually fighting for something, and how much it might matter when they actually go in that direction. We talk about sometimes they make things too difficult. There's one of the ways you make things too difficult. You see those big shiny belts you got there? Have people fight for them and have them have a reason to fight for them, and feuds and things, and all these stories can grow out of that. It's a good idea. They might want to try it with the women.
John, I want to thank you very much for the call. You know what is funny? Is for those of you that have read the award-winning Death of WCW, which is available right now at Amazon.com and very fine booksellers.
Caldecott Award winner.
That's right. A two-time Wrestling Observer Newsletter Award winner. The only book in history that has won the Wrestling Observer Best Book Award two times. Anyway, what's funny about WCW is at the end, right before it died, it was actually pretty good. It was the best it had been in years. And strangely enough, that was when they did the storyline where all of the big stars were taken out. And you were left with a bunch of mid-carders and a couple of upper mid-carders who are now stars. And granted, there have been many times in wrestling history where when you gut all of the big stars from a promotion, that's the end. They're on their way down. But if you do it right, sometimes you can get great programming, great television, great angles without the top stars because all of your crutches are gone. You don't have a John Cena Open Challenge, even though the John Cena Open Challenge has been very good. You don't have a long 20-minute promo with John Cena at the beginning of the show. You don't have all of the things that you normally have with those stars. And granted, they only got rid of two guys, but they were the two most untouchable guys outside of Lesnar and Undertaker who are not on the show all of the time. It was a much better show. It was the best Roman Reigns has looked. I don't know if it was just the crowd. I don't know if it was the building. I don't know if the fans realized, well, you know what? All of the top stars are gone. We got to like somebody. May as well be Roman Reigns. I don't know if it was the way they booked the matches. You know what it also could have been? On Sunday night, Roman Reigns and Bray Wyatt had a Hell in a Cell match, and they beat the hell out of each other. And sometimes when you got a guy that the people don't like, and maybe they think that he's a pretty boy and he's getting a push, sometimes people turn on a guy like that. But if you put him in a match like that famous Randy Orton-Mick Foley match where Randy Orton took a bump into thumbtacks and all of a sudden people started to take him seriously as a tough guy, maybe that was what Hell in a Cell was for Roman Reigns. The fans finally thought, man, this guy took a beating for us. He came through. He smashed this guy. Now I kind of like him.
Hey, there's always been a good percentage of people that have been on Roman Reigns' side. I think for the most part, kids have. Obviously, women have been. It has been a lot of the dude crowd who loves to chant. And at any point in anything that's happened in Roman Reigns' career, I don't want to say, you know, well, it's none of it is his fault, but it's not his fault that the fans decided to take out their frustrations with the Daniel Bryan situation out on him. That's really not his fault. It is not his fault that he has been scripted. I mean, some really bad stuff. You know, they just don't let the guy be himself. And maybe they're just after this, the worm will turn where, can we not? I know it's fun to be part of the show. I know, I think me personally, would I love to see Daniel Bryan, you know, in the top of the mix if he could be? Absolutely. But it's not exactly Roman Reigns' fault. And I can understand if he has craptastic matches. I can understand if he's cutting awful promos. I can understand if, you know, from this point forward, he starts to fall apart. But until that happens, I think there should be people can cheer and boo who they want. They should probably, I would suggest to fans, maybe pull back a little bit, because this guy is not the worst thing in the world, and I know nobody wants to be, you know, in this day and age.
Who needs to pull back, the company or the fans?
I think the fans do.
Now, well, they're not going to listen to you.
Of course not, but what the company needs to do is pull back on a lot of the garbage and remember what made this guy, you know, gave him an aura to begin with, have him punch people in the face, have him look cool, and be done with it.
Back in a moment, everybody. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I'm going to do this like they do it during the commercials. Toll free, 844-411-5411, 844-411-5411. That's 844-411-5411. I screwed it up. That's why I don't do these commercials.
You want me to try it for you, boss?
WrestlingObserver.com. WrestlingObserver.com. That's WrestlingObserver.com. All the numbers are up there, everybody. Should mention, by the way, that Vinny V's biggest fan also noted on Twitter, one other good thing about Raw is that they killed off all the deadweight feuds Sunday night at the pay-per-view. That's true. That is true. There were a lot of feuds that were sucking life out of Raw that are now over, thank God. So that is a plus right there. Somebody was also asking if I think that Roman Reigns is going to win at Survivor Series. Here's my thoughts on this, because I was really thinking about this when Roman Reigns was actually over last night, like crazy. Granted, we need to give it a couple of weeks. Next Monday on Raw, he may be hated, or the fans may be indifferent to him again. But if the fans are into him again, if he's once again super over like he hasn't been since last year probably at this time, or when he was a member of the Shield, let me tell you something. They did a deal for a long time where he could not be beat. And if I recall correctly, he did a job in a six-man on SmackDown after he'd been in the Shield for like a year, and that was his first loss on television. And then there was a period in early January. It was either early January or was after the Royal Rumble. I can't remember. But the point was, he started losing. He was getting beaten in singles matches. He was beaten here. I believe Big Show was the first guy to pin him clean or semi-clean in a singles match. And he started losing and losing and losing and losing. Because now they had a new plan, because this Roman Reigns thing wasn't working like a new Hulk Hogan, a new John Cena. Their new plan was, let's keep beating the guy. We'll make him fight from the bottom. That will make the fans sympathetic to him, and they'll get behind him. Well, after 8 months, we can safely say this didn't work. Now, Roman Reigns is officially the number one contender for the WWE World Heavyweight title. They're having a match likely at Survivor Series. Either A, he can win, you coronate him the new champion in November, and away you go with him as a new champion. Or Roman Reigns goes in there, he almost has the title won again, and his best buddy Dean Ambrose turns on him. I think that's what they're going to do. I don't think this is a good idea, because there comes a time when you fail one too many times. Roman Reigns failed at Mania. Roman Reigns failed at Money in the Bank. Roman Reigns failed in that one four-way with Randy Orton. And here, Roman Reigns would be failing again. I don't think it's a good idea. Not to mention, on top of that, Roman Reigns already had one of his Shield buddies turn on him. Here, you'd be having his other Shield buddy turn on him. There's a point where all of a sudden you look like a geek. If it were me, Roman Reigns would win the title at Survivor Series. I think they're going to have somebody turn on him, likely Dean Ambrose, to set up a feud there, hold it off even longer. Maybe at the end of the day, they'll be right. But it is not a risk I would take.
I think the only way you do something like that is if you have a long-term plan to make Dean Ambrose a Steve Austin type of character, at least basically a guy who is on his own. He hates the authority. He hates everything. He hates Roman. He just hates everything. And you separate him out, because to me that's the only way that works. Him going dirty and partnering up with Seth or whatever it is, it just, I don't care. I don't want to see him part of anything in that case. And Brock Lesnar, to me, then has got to win the title at no later than the Royal Rumble and then defend it going into WrestleMania. If you're doing Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins now, have Rollins win the belt. I don't know. I guess you're still doing Triple H, Rock. I don't know. I don't know what's going on, you know, and I don't think they do. In fact, I know they don't, you know, going forward. But to continue to beat Reigns like this, especially when Cena is out of the picture, Orton is out of the picture, Lesnar's out of the picture, Undertaker, Bray Wyatt, you know, any other peripheral threats that happen to be there to his stardom, they're all gone right now. You better take advantage of this while you can, because if you don't have him win the title here, again, at some point it's going to be too late. Doesn't mean he can't win it down the line. Doesn't mean he can't even be successful down the line.
You got to strike when the iron is hot.
Exactly. You got to make hay while the sun is shining.
You got to make hay when the sun is shining. That's right.
And you, to me, you're much, much better off doing this now. What would the purpose be to turn Dean Ambrose, except if you do have
a
plan to... That's is so. Then do you pull the trigger on doing Seth against Triple H at Royal Rumble or something like that? Because at some point, that's got to come to a head.
Yep.
So I guess you could do that. But so Ambrose, so your goal is Reigns is going to be your big babyface superstar. He's the next man. All of these things, you have the opportunity to do it, and then you're going to be so tone deaf the same way you have been with Daniel Bryan over the last several years to put him in a position where he's got to go head up against Dean Ambrose, who you know is going to get a remarkable response from a large majority of that crowd. Really would be I can see them doing it. Really dumb thing to do, though.
Yeah, but you know what? They do what they think is going to work. And they may think...
it's working out so well.
They may think that, listen, Roman is hot now. So he turned Dean Ambrose, he screws Roman, and the fans are really going to hate Dean Ambrose. And we go with Roman Reigns versus Dean Ambrose. Seth Rollins will challenge for the title a couple of times and fail. And then he'll get really mad and flip out on Triple H. Seth turns babyface to replace Dean Ambrose, who turned heel. You do Seth Rollins versus Triple H at Royal Rumble, and then whatever you do for WrestleMania. I can see them thinking that. I don't know if that's what they're going to do, but I can see it. Let's go to the studio line. You're on the air. Who is this? Where are you calling from?
This is Chris in Atlanta.
Yes, Chris.
Hey, I just, I wanted to let you guys know that, I kind of am pretty much in agreement that I think Reigns should go over at Survivor Series. And one thing, being here in Atlanta, the pay-per-view is here in Atlanta, and I'm not sure if you guys, they never really expound on this, but, Roman Reigns played college football here in Atlanta for Georgia Tech. And, I have a lot of friends who aren't really wrestling fans, but they're Georgia Tech football fans. And they're always asking me, like, hey, is he ever going to win the title? I thought he was going to win the title and all this stuff. So, there is some interest here in town for him. And with Survivor Series being here in Atlanta, that would just be another reason for them to put him over. And I think it's just, like you guys were saying, it's, how many times can this guy keep coming close and failing? So, I'll hang up and let you guys talk about it. Thanks so much.
Well, listen, I want to thank you so much for calling for a couple of reasons. Number one, you're absolutely right about Atlanta. And one thing that everybody needs to consider, including WWE, is that this is the deadest period of the year. And Raw last night felt like a hot product because the fans went crazy throughout the show for all of the stars. Most weeks, the fans just sit there on their hands, the show is boring, the fans look like they don't care, and it feels like a cold product. You want the fans to be excited and happy. The fans were excited and happy at Hell in a Cell. The fans were excited and happy on Raw. Now, granted, it all depends on the city. You were in LA and you were in San Diego. Maybe it was just great cities. But if you put Roman Reigns over in Atlanta and the place goes absolutely crazy, and you got a hot crowd the next night with Roman Reigns as champion, great. Perception is reality. And let me tell you something else, which is why I'm glad this person called. The TLC pay-per-view is in Boston. And although John Cena's first match back is scheduled to be December 26th at Madison Square Garden, we heard today that unless plans change, John Cena's return will be at TLC in Boston, in his hometown, against Alberto Del Rio for the U.S. title.
How about it?
John Cena will be over huge in his hometown. John Cena wins the belt back in his hometown. They go crazy for the guy. He shows up on Raw the next night. They go crazy. If you have situations during this time of year where you can get fans going crazy, it will come across like a hot product. And that's what you need during the fall leading into the Royal Rumble. So I advocate both of those, Roman Reigns winning the title at Survivor Series and John Cena winning the U.S. title back at the TLC show in his hometown of Boston. And we got callers.
It's like December 13th is the day, and that would be about 7 or 8 weeks, right? I'm not sure how exactly what it is, but that would be about right. And it also lends a little bit of credence to, I don't know if you heard this, I did, and I'm probably pretty sure you did. If they decide to go forward in Del Rio doing mostly open challenges when it comes to TV, He may have a few, but if it's a lot of open challenges like has been rumored, that just opens the door wide open, too, for TLC in Boston, where he comes back and does it the same way that Alberto did.
Exactly.
As they continue to push the December date of the possible return of John Cena.
You don't even push the possible date.
But that's the whole thing, is you do that as a sleight of hand, and then he comes back, you know, a couple weeks earlier.
Well, no, all you do is El Rio on Monday talks about how the pay-per-view is in Boston. It's in Boston on Sunday. I'm going to do the Boston Open Challenge. Whoever wants to step up, don't even tease that John Cena is coming back. Just keep mentioning Boston and the Open Challenge for the U.S. title. Everybody will figure it out, and it'll be one of those moments where y'all know it's coming, and then they give it to you, and you're happy.
And it's awesome, which is okay. That is actually okay. You don't have to, hey, Vince Russo proved you can swerve yourself into oblivion. Sometimes just giving the people what they want. It's amazing what could happen.
To the break, and when we come back, to the phones. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Geico applauds your inner journey seeker.
Geico gives a hearty pat on the back to the part of you that just wants to get out and ride your motorcycle, to take to the open road, and let the wind and bugs fly your way. In fact, bring on the bugs. They can't stop your quest for highway enlightenment. Geico insures not only your car, but also that fine-looking bike of yours, with a custom-tailored policy and the best rates for you. So next time you suit up for adventure, make sure to take Geico along for the ride.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
Hey, sports fans, it's time to take football to a whole new level. Put the excitement back in the game and put your money where your mouth is. Real Vegas odds and incredible player props make MyBookie your best bet this season. Did the game already go off? Don't sweat it. MyBookie offers in-game live betting on all your favorite sporting events. Create your account today. Right now, the baseball playoffs are in full swing. Don't just watch the game, be a part of it. It's time to get off the sidelines and start winning today. We guarantee fast, convenient payouts over the phone or online. MyBookie is the best website for all of your wagering needs. Call now at 844-900-BETS. Enter promo code USA. That's USA. And receive a 100% bonus. That's 844-900-2387. Or go online to MyBookie.lv to open an account and start winning today. Only the biggest, only the best, only at MyBookie. Sign up today.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. just announced Glory Kickboxing has been canceled by Spike TV. Their last show did about 250,000 viewers on Spike. No good. Talk about that later on. To the toll-free line, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from? Hello, you're on the air.
This is Daniel from Greensboro. How are you guys doing?
Daniel, what's happening?
I got a quick question, well, a question and a comment. Listening to you and Dave last night, and I am convinced that if you watch some of the network specials between Table for Three and the Breaking Ground series, it's almost like these are two different companies where, you know, such good content on, you know, these two shows that are on, the network. And then you watch Raw, and it's completely different, minus last night. I mean, last night was a great show. But, I mean, even my wife is not a hardcore fan, but she got into the New Day Table for Three, and she was just blown away with how genuinely charismatic these guys are. And then, like, the Breaking Ground thing, I think was good to see. This is a hard sport. This is a hard way of life. And getting these guys into, you know, build up some steam for, you know, if they make a Raw debut or an NXT debut or whatever. My question is, do you guys think that we get the Shield match at WrestleMania as far as for the championship or not?
Oh, the three-way?
Yeah, the three-way.
I would bet that if any of those three are the champion, the answer is no. I think that if Seth is the champion or if Roman is the champion, I think they're going to defend in a singles match. I think if the championship is on the line, it'll be a one-on-one match. If none of them end up in the title picture, and I would be very surprised if none of them ended up in the title picture, then I think if none of them have a championship, then I think they do the three-way at WrestleMania. At some point, they're going to do it. I don't think it's going to be this year.
Because I thought it would be an interesting way. I know everybody is kind of, you know, I guess it's leaning towards Seth and Hunter, but I thought it would be kind of a cool way to for those guys to have a blowaway match and the respect be shown for all three of them. And then Seth starting to see the error in his ways and end up with him and Hunter on down the line. But, yeah, I just thought that would I look forward to that match, but I thought that might be interesting.
Yeah, I do. I want to thank you very much for the call. I think that if they end up doing the Triple H Seth Rollins match, I think it's more likely to take place at Royal Rumble than WrestleMania. I think they're pretty dead set on Triple H versus The Rock at WrestleMania. And if Seth Rollins isn't champion, I don't know where that leaves him for Mania. Vince apparently has a card. He's had a card for like 8 months now of like all of the top matches for once. And I don't know.
Well, that there's been a change because that's one of the reasons we got Brock Taker 3 now, though, wasn't it?
That is true. That one has changed.
And, I know they want to do Rock and Triple H, and that's the one that makes the most sense. And if Ronda Rousey could be there, then that most certainly is another reason to go ahead and do that match, to have that dynamic with her and Stephanie, you know, her laying out Stephanie getting involved or whatever it would be there. But I think if you don't have that, I know this is probably been said to death by me, but wouldn't Rock and Brock then make the most sense and then have, I don't know, if Triple H has got to go against somebody, and he certainly doesn't have to, but if he does have to go against somebody, it could be one of a number of guys. I mean,
I don't think anybody except Vince wants to see Rock and Triple H, but that's what they want to do.
Well, I know.
I don't know why.
And to me, Brock would be the best way to go, because if Brock loses, what does he lose? He loses nothing because he's losing to The Rock, you know, that's, you know, period. And Rock gets his win back if you want to look at it that way. The problem comes if the title is in play, but you could always, you know, maneuver out of that too.
Okay, you want to know why? I'm going to tell you why. I don't think they want to do Rock versus Brock because both men are making a ridiculous amount of money. If you're going to pay a guy a ridiculous amount of money, he should win, which is why Brock almost never loses. Like, even when you did a three-match series with The Undertaker, the only match that Brock lost, he actually won in storyline. So, when they did Rock versus Cena, and they paid Rock all of that money, Rock beat John Cena. But then when they did it the second time, yes, they paid Rock all of that money, but it was because they wanted to give John Cena a win and make him into the new Rock, even bigger than he was before. Now, whether that worked, I mean, that's up for debate, but that was the idea behind that. If you're paying Brock Lesnar tons and tons of money, and then you're going to pay The Rock tons and tons and tons of money, one of those guys you're paying tons and tons of money to has to lose. Do you want to beat The Rock after paying him all that money? Is beating The Rock really going to help Brock Lesnar? Is The Rock beating Brock Lesnar, what good is that going to do Brock Lesnar, who you're paying all of this money to? I think that is the problem with putting that match together. As a match, I'd rather see that than anything else.
I have your answer. Because then if it is, especially if it's, the title is in play, which, you know, if we go with Brock Lesnar winning the title at Royal Rumble or something, and you build it up to WrestleMania, depending on where Roman Reigns is at, you know, Rock's holding that title on Monday Night Raw. Look at him. And if you, obviously, the apple cart is upset on Roman Reigns and his fandom and getting cheered, then have him waffle his Samoan brother or cousin or whatever it would be with a chair. It takes the title. Roman Reigns is not only the most, you know, he is truly then the most hated guy walking the face of the earth. To do that to The Rock in front of that crowd that is going to probably lustily boo him anyway. They will be probably throwing things at him. And there you go. And then that could be the way you maybe jumpstart Roman Reigns as, you know, heel champion, and then hope down the line, if you still have eyes on him being King Babyface, they turn it around the same way it did for The Rock or a Triple H or anybody else who started as a heel and turned face.
I just think that nobody should get too excited about the possibility of that match, because then you will be sad.
I don't think it's happening. One day at a time when it comes, we've had one good show, and I take that back, two good shows in a row from WWE. I guess let's let it, we should ease into this.
The other thing is, I don't think that, I mean, Rock would never say this, Vince McMahon would never say this, but here's the deal. Rock got hurt pretty badly in both matches with John Cena. Now, 3 years later, you want to put him in a match with Brock Lesnar, where guaranteed he's got to take a whole bunch of suplexes, an F5, and everything else that Brock does to guys. I'm not saying Brock is a dangerous opponent, but you know you got to fly around for the guy. And The Rock hurt himself in matches with John Cena, where he was not flying around for the guy.
You're right, but I mean, that's the risk that you take when you call back on a Triple H or a Rock or anybody. I mean, we're talking about guys that main evented and were involved in WrestleMania's 15 years ago.
Yeah, but you don't have to take that risk if you don't make the match.
Well, there's the thing. It also, too, is if you use your own guys and you build it up and you make stars, then you don't have to go back to the well for all these guys over and over.
This person says, if you won't torture Vinny with Raw on Tuesdays, could you review Sunday's Seahawks game instead? I want to see you say worked handoff again. Don't make me lend my expertise to football again. If the Seahawks go to the Super Bowl, which at this point they are not, I will cover the Super Bowl. If not, don't count on it.
Oh, we know we're covering the Super Bowl because we'll be doing Observer Live like we do every year on the Super Bowl, and you know what's going to happen.
Now, I know also that some people have said, Brian, Raw was great last night. Can you please get Vinny back to review tonight? If you're a fan of the Brian and Vinny show, then I know you listened to the show on Thursday where Vinny explained one of the main reasons why, at least during football season, there's not going to be a Raw report on the Brian and Vinny show. He doesn't have time to watch it because of everything else that he has to do. So it's going to remain on Thursdays for the time being. Maybe during Rumble season we'll move it back. But the other issue between now and February is I have some classes that I'm going to need to go to. And the taping schedule for Tuesday is going to be very weird. And Craig is going to miss a lot of weeks as a result of this. So probably not going to happen anytime soon. I got a baby coming, everybody. I got to prepare.
You didn't let me never mind. Go ahead.
You didn't ask.
Slave driver. That's terrible.
Roman Reigns losing is going to be Lex Luger syndrome, this person says. Oh. And why would they make Dean turn when the fans cheer him? Fans cheering a man, fans cheering a baby face has never stopped them from turning anybody. That's the whole idea. You're supposed to be cheered before they turn you. In fact, the best heel turns are when a guy is at the peak of his popularity. And vice versa.
Well, that's unless it's Kurt Angle. One of my favorite stories is Kurt Angle talking about Vince McMahon, where it's like, you know, I'm going out there, I'm doing the intensity and integrity, intelligence, or whatever it was, and he was supposed to be a good guy, and people just crapped on him so fast, and it was just like it kept getting worse and worse and worse. And Vince just said, keep doing it. It'll become even better. And then it got to a point where, boy, did people hate Kurt Angle. They hated him so much they turned around and ended up loving him.
Spurgeon says, if I recall, wasn't Jeff Hardy super over until he lost one too many times? Yes, he was.
Most guys are.
Yes, anybody who loses one too many times will no longer be over. The question is, would it be one too many times if Roman Reigns lost at Survivor Series? I don't know the answer, but I think so. This person says, how about Reigns wins at Survivor Series? It goes to his head and he turns heel. Lesnar then wins the Rumble match and beats Reigns at Mania. You could do that. I think it's going to be Brock Lesnar versus Reigns for the title. I don't know who's going to have the title, but one or the other at Mania.
And I know you have Brock under contract, but him not seeing the belt defended all the time was not a bad thing either. But Jesus, again, that's another thing where so Roman's big push is essentially then, what, 4 months, 6 months? If it's from the Rumble, it's 3.5 months. And then he gets to WrestleMania and he loses it. Sheesh. And then Brock goes away. You're left with, you know, Reigns feuding with somebody else. Is that really what you'd want to do then? I mean, because then, again, all of these other guys are just, they're just guys.
We've also got this person here who says, commentary finally seemed to talk highly of Cesaro last night. But with an Owens feud done, Alberto Del Rio being a face, is there anything for him to do now? Listen, everybody, I love Antonio Cesaro. I think he's awesome. But if you get your hopes up about Antonio Cesaro getting a push or being used properly, all that's going to happen is you are going to end up very disappointed. So until they go with him for an extended period of time, just watch and hope. But don't hope too hard because you're going to end up being very sad.
Brian, can I ask you a quick question on wrestling psychology?
You can try.
If you were a heel, wouldn't you want to look like the biggest heel you could possibly be? And to me, Kevin Owens wearing a spandex undergarment underneath the KO shirt, I don't like that at all. I mean, to me, it would be much more heelish if you know, when Cesaro picked him up and the shirt dropped down,
he got one of that
big old Roy Nelson gut, and Dana White just pulling his hair out the same way Vince McMahon is probably doing. It'd be great.
Question is, when you're a heavy guy, are you going to be fat or not? Right? If you're going to be fat, go all the way.
Be fat isn't, yes. Almost said it.
When you're trying to hide the fat, that's when you get all these comments on commentary about them making fun of your weight and your size and I don't know. I have nothing more to say about this. I've said my piece, as has everybody. It's a cosmetic business, and that's just the end of it. It's a cosmetic business. What else do we have here in terms of news? WWE 2K16 is available today. You wear that, everybody? You should have been after Raw last night when Steve Austin made an appearance.
Angry PS3 people, apparently. Great for the PS4. If you have a PS3, it's the poops. That's the initial reports.
2K16, newest edition of the flagship video game, available in North America, PlayStation 4, PlayStation 3, Xbox One, Xbox 360. Maybe we'll give some away this year. That might be fun. Let's head to a break. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Man, this fella here on Twitter says, no, Brian, it wasn't a good Raw. It was 2 out of 5 was a bunch of kids screaming and the Roman show. Haven't we learned anything from Jurassic World? That right there, everybody, is why wrestling fans will never be happy. The best Raw in God knows how long, and this guy thought it was a 2 out of 5. I wish we had more time so I could have him tweet me, what would be a 5 out of 5 Raw if that show last night was a 2? And what were the shows the previous weeks? Zeros? Can you have a negative 5 out of 5?
I don't know. There were some negative numbers, I think, in there. But, yeah, be happy for small victories, people. Come on.
Crying out loud. We gotta have some positivity here. This show is no fun if we just sit here and talk about everything sucks. Trust me, it's going to suck enough. If something's good, let's put it over and praise it. And last night's show was a very, very good show. Tonight, Retro Raws, everybody. Retro Raw and Retro Nitro on the Brian and Vinny Show 19 years ago this week. Myself, Vinny, and Craig are going to recap that. And then on Thursday's Brian and Vinny Show, it will be current Raw, current NXT, Granny shall return, and maybe some more surprises. There was a brand new Wrestling Observer Radio up last night for subscribers. I believe Dave and I, for subscribers, will be interviewing Bobby Lashley for a while here today. And tomorrow we've got a lot of fun stuff coming up as well. So always check out WrestlingObserver.com. Sign up. It's only $10.99 a month. You will not regret it. Best wrestling website in the world. And we'll be back tomorrow, live, every day, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Replays at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. Thanks everybody at Byline, Mike as always, all of the callers and listeners. Talk to you again tomorrow. Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.